and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by a very special guest. This lady has worked with Beer Nuts Productions for a little while, but before then, she was been on the stage, she's been on the screen. There's not much in the world of film and television and stage and theatre she hasn't done. It's Kira Thompson. How you doing, Kira?
I'm doing great. What an intro. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I speak the truth. But so let's go back to your humble beginnings, Kira. Mm. So when you were a little kid, were you a creative little kid? Were you involved in dance and drama? What were you as a little Kira?
Yeah, so I was involved in all of the things. My mom enrolled me in pretty much every single after-school activity possible so that I could, you know, figure out what I liked, and eventually I kind of steered more towards the creative side of things. So I ended up doing dancing, acting, singing, bit of piano, bit of guitar, did a bit of karate as well, but, you know, mainly within the performing arts industry.
And so what age did, like, the acting bug sort of, when was it that you were like, you know what, I'm going to, or have you ever, do you still do dance and stuff, or have you given that sort of stuff away? Like, when did acting sort of become the focus is what I'm trying to say?
I suppose it kind of was towards the end of my degree. So I did a degree in musical theatre, and I realised throughout that degree that acting was kind of my strongest suit and what I enjoyed doing the most. So I kind of honed in on that after graduation, but I still do singing and dancing and all that stuff because you've got to be, you know, very multifaceted as a performer.
Fair enough. And so what was it that sort of drew you to acting? Because you said that, you know, you're in musical theatre and acting was what you sort of enjoyed the most. What was it about the acting that you were like, oh, this is for me?
I've just been someone who loves to make people laugh, you know, and if I can make someone smile with something I'm performing, then it makes my day. Then I feel like I've done, you know, a fulfilling job.
Fair enough. And so when your agent sends you a script, what are some of the things that you do? Like, do you break it down? What do you do when you get a script from your agent?
First, I read it. Thoroughly?
Well, that would help.
I read it thoroughly, and then I immediately go into how would I play this if I was playing it as myself? Because I think it's very important that when you're preparing for a role, you prepare it as you would if it was a facet of yourself, because no one is going to be like you. So it's important that you find your own spice and portray it the way that you see it most fit and most real and authentic to yourself.
Okay, cool. Can you take it, like, that's a good point. So I'm not an actor, though I try hard. But I kind of have the same. I mean, I do write my own scripts, as people would know if they go to Beer Nuts Productions. I write the scripts. And so I can sort of choose what I want to play because I write it. Mm. But I'm kind of the same way. Like, I tend to think that how would I deliver this line?
For sure.
Is that sort of what you're sort of getting at?
100%, because if I portray it in, you know, sort of quiet and meek way, that's just not going to be real to who I am, and it's not going to come across as real on the screen or on the stage.
So you give that character the Kira personality treatment. Is that sort of what you're saying?
Correct. That indeed.
And has that worked? Like, do you find, like, when you go to auditions, I mean, you've done a lot of work, which we'll go through shortly, but has that had a good strike rate for you? Do you think that philosophy is a successful one for you?
Yeah, I think so. I'm quite a bubbly person in general, and I have a very unique sense of humour. So I think if I can put that in any sort of script, it's going to make me stand out against the hundreds and hundreds of other people they see for the exact same role.
No, that's a very good point. I agree with you 1,000%. So, well, that's why, I mean, you auditioned for one of my films and you did exactly that, and you got the part, and now you're stuck working for Beer Nuts forever.
It's a pain.
So going back into, like, getting the script, do you actually, because some actors like to really pull a script apart and break it down, are you one of those sorts of actors, or do you sort of just more, you know, let it flow, or what's your sort of philosophy in regards to that sort of thing?
I find that the less work I do on it often is better, because if I get it too rehearsed and too perfect, it's just going to be robotic. You know, and so I find if I listen to my intuition, that's most of the time going to lead me the right way. Obviously, there's some times where it's just not working and I'll have to break it apart more, really get in between the subtext of the lines. But for the most part, I'm strongly led by my intuition, and it doesn't really lead me astray most of the time.
Fair enough. And so you've also done, for Beer Nuts, you've done some voiceover work. You were in the radio sketch. So if people jump onto the Beer Nuts Productions website, they'll see the audio section. They can listen to your dulcet tones in the radio sketch we did. I'm curious to know how you found, because that, I think, was your very first voiceover gig.
Yeah, it was.
So what was it like doing a voiceover gig as opposed to on-screen work?
I loved it. Yeah, it was great. It was great being able to focus just on one aspect, because when you're acting on screen, not only do you have to worry about your voice, but you got to worry about your face, you got to worry about your physicality. But being able to hone in on one particular like aspect was really unique and sort of almost relieving in a way. But it was also cool to find the character just within the voice. You know, I couldn't rely on anything else. So really being able to portray that character through, you know, just words and inflections and all that jazz.
Do you think that's helped you in regards to your on-screen work? Because you've had that experience now of just using your voice. Do you reckon that's helped you when it's come to doing on-screen work or stage work, that you've had that experience of, you know, almost working with your eyes closed kind of thing because it's just your voice? Has that, do you think, helped in some way?
I think it's more useful for the stage, because on stage, if you've got an audience member in the back seat, they're not going to be able to see your face. So you're going to have to do it all through your voice and obviously physicality as well. But voice is a massive part of it. Luckily on screen, you know, most of the time you're in a close-up. So people can see your expression through, you know, your face. Obviously voice plays a part, but it's mainly facial features. But yeah, definitely on the stage, you can't sound boring on stage, you know, otherwise people are going to fall asleep.
Now, also theatre actors, because you've done quite a bit of theatre, you have to be a lot bigger for that exact reason, because when you're doing film, it's very closed in because the camera's right on you, so you have to pull it right back. Theatre, you got to be super big. Do you enjoy doing that? Do you enjoy being super big on stage?
I love being super big. I think that's just me as a person. I'm just over the top. I'm dramatic. I have big facial features. So whenever I'm on screen, I have to like dial it down by 90%, because that's just me as a person. I'm very energetic and out there, and I use my face a lot to show people how I'm feeling.
So do you really enjoy the theatre? Because you've done quite a bit of theatre over the years. Is it something that you really love doing?
Yes, I love the theatre. I love that immediate audience reaction that you get. You get immediate feedback, whereas on screen you have no clue how people are going to interpret it or react to it.
Well, that's not entirely true, because I soon tell you if it's good
this
or bad.
This is true. This is true. But you're one person, whereas in the theatre you can get a whole bunch of people reacting to you at once. So, yeah.
And what about singing? Because you also, obviously, you are multi-skilled. You do quite a bit of singing as well. How have you found that aspect of working that in with what you do? Tell us a little bit about your singing training and singing and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so I've been singing since I was about 3 years old. I've been in singing lessons since then. And as I've grown up, I've found my voice more and more. And that's, I kind of found that I grew up mostly doing pop. And then I kind of found that I was like, oh, this has nothing, no meaning to it. I wanted to do something with a bit more meaning behind it. So that's when I found musical theatre. And that's when I sort of went more down that route. And I found that musical theatre just suited my voice a bit more as well. And I think probably because I also meant what I was singing, you know, so it had a bit more power and emotional vulnerability behind it.
Is that the acting coming in, do you reckon?
Because, I think so, yeah.
So like you're in that character and singing the words, you really enjoy that way of expressing yourself?
Yeah. Whereas if you're singing something by Justin Bieber, it's hard to find that, you know, that guttural sound that you want.
That meaning in baby,
oh, can't really get it. Yeah.
So you've got a real love of musical theatre. Do you enjoy, like, if Kira has a night off, is that something that you'd head up to QPAC or whatever and you'd more than happily sit in a show and chill out? Is that your sort of your thing? Is that what you really love doing, like in your own time sort of stuff?
Yeah, I do love watching theatre. Unfortunately, I live on the Gold Coast, so I can't just pop up to QPAC, but whenever a big show comes around, you can bet that I'm going to be in the audience.
Now, the other thing that you've got, which I think is really cool, is you have your own YouTube channel, which I want to have a little bit of a chat about. When did you decide that a YouTube channel was a thing to do?
So that was in my last year at university, where I was like, I'm going to need a little something on the side, because being a performer is not easy. So that's when I started to dabble a bit into YouTube. I've gone on and off with it over the past few years, but I've recently started doing a whole bunch of planning for a bunch of videos, so hopefully soon I will have a weekly schedule going up.
Well, that was my next question, is how hard is it for you to come up with fresh content consistently? Because one of the things, obviously, it's the same as a podcast, you sort of need to keep it reasonably regular, mm-hmm. otherwise people sort of...
lose interest.
Absolutely, they'll forget about you. So how hard is it for you to come up with fresh content?
Extremely hard. It's so hard, especially because it's all been done before. YouTube is extremely oversaturated, so it's really hard to not do what everyone else is doing. But just as I said before with acting, you've just got to find yourself and put your own spin on it, all right? Like, people do, there are hundreds and hundreds, thousands of try-on hauls on YouTube, but if I do a try-on haul, but I add my own Kira flavor to it, it's not going to be like anyone else.
That's very true.
Yeah.
It definitely is not going to be like anybody else. I've seen them, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. So I really enjoy your way that you make them, your style of filmmaking, I really enjoy. Can you tell us how that, like, why go in that direction of filmmaking sort of style?
I get bored really easily. And I hate a long movie. I hate, like, a long show. I'm like, get to the point. And so that's very much how I do my videos. You know, I cut out unnecessary bits and I just make it short and snappy. And I think that's what keeps the viewer's attention as well. Because if you just stay in one take the entire time, sometimes it's just like, I want something else to look at, you know? So that's kind of my way to shoot films and do all that.
And do you enjoy making those YouTube videos? Do you have lots of fun doing them? Do you really get a bit of a kick out of it? So even if, like, nobody was to watch it, would you do it regardless because you just really enjoy it?
Yeah, I think so. It's just, time. Time is an enemy sometimes, but I've been very busy lately, but I'm hoping to have a bit of free time soon, so.
You want to give us a teaser as to what's coming up?
A teaser. On the Kira Thompson YouTube channel? It's something to do with jewellery, and that's where I'll leave it at that.
Well, it's mysterious.
Mysterious. You'll have to find out. Kira Thompson YouTube. Subtle promo there.
Oh, don't worry. I'll give you a chance to unsubtly promote yourself shortly, because BNUTS Productions is one thing. It's very unsubtle. So you've also done some behind, because like I said, I genuinely do enjoy your YouTube channel. I really love the way you put the films together. So I'm curious, you've done some work for me in regards mm-hmm. to some behind the scenes videos and all that sort of stuff. What can you tell us a little bit about those and your thought process of making them and how you all went about doing it?
That was a brand new experience for me. I've never done anything behind the scenes before, but I loved it. You know, the hard thing about the YouTube videos is that I'm by myself, you know, and it's kind of hard to, you know, bounce off yourself in a way. So it was really great being able to work with several different actors, create a whole bunch of content and put it all together. Yeah. It made it a lot easier for me to make it interesting.
And you enjoyed doing it?
Yeah, for sure.
Because you're doing it again, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. I think it's really important that you do show the behind the scenes of, you know, what happens on TV. You know, it's not all glamorous and everything as people think it is. I think we need to be real. It's 2021.
Well, see, I'm one of those nerds that back in the days when you used to buy DVDs, I used to always go to the special features.
Yes!
And I used to love watching the little documentaries and all that sort of stuff. And then Savannah, who was doing my marketing at the time, was like, you need to do more behind the scenes stuff because mm-hmm. people really enjoy it. And I'm like, yeah, you kind of got a point.
Yeah, I guess.
But I wasn't overly keen on doing it, but that's why I got you to do it for me. And you, like I say, you did if people want to watch it, if they head over to the BNUTS Productions YouTube channel, Kira's done a couple of them. You'll be able to see her work there as well as her own YouTube channel, of course. So just going back over your filmmaking process, mm-hmm. was it a little bit different being behind the camera, making the behind-the-scenes doco, the two, you know, what did you learn from it as well?
I think you just got to be flexible. You got to use the material that you have. Like, you can plan it all you want in your brain, but it's never going to be how it is in the brain. So I kind of like to go in with a loose plan and then just find whatever footage I have and mix it together. Usually, because of my short, snappy editing style, I can usually put together something very entertaining.
And you really enjoy. So what do you enjoy about being behind the camera as opposed to being in front of?
There's less stress. I feel like I'm not having to perform, whereas I can just focus on capturing someone. But at the same time, it can be stressful because you're like, I want to get as much content as possible. And then people are in, you know, getting makeup done, and then they're like, oh, straight away have to go do the scene. And it's like, oh, but I wanted to talk to you. So you got to be very organized, but I thrive on organization. So yeah, I really enjoyed being behind the camera, but I do love being in front of it as well. As narcissistic as that sounds.
No, you like to, like you said earlier, you like to make sure you cover all your bases, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to learn more about Kira Thompson, your YouTube channel, yep. Now is your chance to promote away. Where can people learn more about Kira Thompson?
Yeah, so just search Kira Thompson. That's K-Y-R-A. My parents, I don't know why they spelt it K-Y-R-A, but they did. That's
you do too, no, because you told me.
Okay, yeah, they did. They after Kira Sedgwick, the actress, but I don't know why they didn't pick up that that spells Kyra. But anyway.
How annoyed do you get when people call you Kyra? Just out of curiosity? Do you want to...
I don't get annoyed because it's like, of course, that's how it's spelled. You know, like you're just a logical human being. But when they keep doing it, I'm like, okay, come on.
Well, I told Scott that you would break his face if he referred to you by Kyra.
No, not his face, just a toe.
So Kira Thompson on YouTube,
yes, and if you can follow my journey on Instagram as well. So that's this Kira _ LEIGHT. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Well, that obviously, and as well, if you want to see Kira actually on screen, you can check out. She's been in 3 BNUTS Productions films so far, and if she's lucky, there may be. Maybe more, but, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
She's a diva with her demands and whatnot.
Oh, you got to give me just those red Skittles.
Only the red ones.
Only the red ones.
No, but if you do want to see Kira in action, she is an incredibly talented young lady. If you do want to see her, I believe it was the Neil Maxwell Smith interview.
Mm-hmm.
It was the How to Treat Women, where poor Kira was being treated very poorly, and also the last, the book club, obviously, where she absolutely killed it as well in book club. So if you check out those films, you can see her in action as well. So make sure you do check out Kira's work. And of course, that brings us to the end of this week's episode of the BNUTS Productions podcast. Thank you, Kira, for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, like and subscribe to the podcast, leave a friendly comment, rate and review, all of those sort of good things. And of course, BNUTSProductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. So until next time, we will chat to you then.